Well, it's good to be back in Mexico.
Bueno estar aquí en México.
We've been wanting to come down for a number of months now.
Hemos querido venir hace muchos meses pasados ya.
I felt sure the Lord was wanting us to come into Mexico for a number
Estaba
of months.
Que Dios quería que nos viniéramos aquí antes de esto, pero apenas me lo dejó.
Having this feeling, then all of a sudden we received an invitation to come.
Sintiendo estos sentidos en mí, entonces recibí una bendición, una invitación que viniéramos.
We've had some wonderful experiences since we last saw you folks.
Hemos tenido unas grandes experiencias desde la última vez que los vi.
As a matter of fact, I believe we've been into India since we last come.
Pues para decirles, ya fuimos hasta India desde la última vez que los vimos.
Also into Israel.
También fuimos para Israel.
We've had some tent crusades to the Carolinas.
Hemos tenido cruzadas de carpas en las Norte Carolina.
We've just finished our camp meeting at Bethlehem.
Y hemos terminado apenas la junta campaña que tenemos en Belén Pequeña.
And then we had to go down and work on the boat some down
Luego
in Florida.
Tuvimos que ir a trabajar en el barco un poquito.
And here we are in Mexico.
Y aquí estamos ya en México.
Please. You love the Lord, let's give him a hand, can we?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, the Bible should clap your hands, all your people. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Can you say hallelujah?
Can you say hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. I feel a good spirit here tonight.
Yo siento un buen espíritu aquí esta noche.
It's a real privilege to be in Mexico.
Es un gran privilegio estar aquí en México.
I don't think I've ever been over in this area before.
Yo creo nunca he estado en estos lugares antes.
Go right ahead, Danny.
Tengo algo que quería presentarle al hermano Pike. Y I got something I want to present to Brother Pike here. And if they got your cameras.
My, isn't that pretty? Oh, that's so beautiful. That's really pretty. It's beautiful, brother. I'd present that to Sister Betty. If I don't, she'll probably take it. That is beautiful. Sister Betty, can you come up here and get this? I'll have to present this to Sister Betty, otherwise she'll take it. Isn't that pretty?
Está muy bonito, ¿verdad?
Who did the painting on? Something. You know, I really see something in that, Brother Al.
Yo miro algo en esto, hermano Al.
You know, the Bible said, "He that is spiritual judgeth all things."
La Biblia dice que el que es espiritual él juzga todas las cosas.
I don't say a lot to the people of Mexico about spiritual revelation.
Yo no le hablo a la gente de México muchas cosas espirituales.
Spiritual revelation is very deep.
La revelación espiritual es una cosa muy profunda.
And I only talk to people a lot of times confidentially concerning spiritual revelation.
Yo nomás en veces con un poquito de confianza le hablo a la gente de cosas de revelación.
The reason for that is most people don't understand spiritual things.
La razón por eso es porque mucha gente no conoce cosas espirituales.
So unless I know that people understand spiritual things, I refrain from it.
Y solamente si yo sé que ellos pueden entender cosas espirituales, yo no les hablo mucho.
But all of my traveling,
pero todos mis viajes,
the trips that we make,
todos los viajes que hacemos,
they usually have great spiritual significance.
Tienen muchas cosas, significaciones revelacionales.
Now I make mention of it to those that are able to receive those heavenly
things. Y yo se los mencione a muchos que lo pueden recibir.
Otherwise, I just talk about the Bible and the wonderful deliverance of Christ.
Pero si no, les hablo de las cosas maravillosas de Cristo Jesús.
I really want to thank Danny and whoever did this beautiful work.
Yo le quiero dar gracias a Daniel y al que hizo este trabajo tan bonito.
I think it's beautiful.
Yo creo que es una cosa muy bonita. Aleluya.
If you don't mind standing with me for just a few moments,
si usted no les puede estar parados un momentito, por favor,
I want to read from the Holy Scriptures.
Yo quiero hablar de las Santas Escrituras.
Since this is the first night that I've got here,
con que es esta la primera noche que he venido,
being the first night, I'd love to just fellowship and talk with you a little, take my time.
Siendo la primera noche, quiero hablar un poquito con ustedes y tomar mi tiempo.
I would have been here last night.
Yo hubiera estado aquí anoche.
But I told my wife and some of the brethren down in Florida.
Pero yo le dije a mi esposa y uno de mis hermanos en Florida.
I said it won't do any good to hurry because my going has to do with the 19th.
No me importa de mucho apurarme porque mi ida para allá no es hasta el 19.
No matter if I try, it'll still have to do with the 19th.
Y no importa que yo me apure como quiera, voy a llegar al 19.
I also told this to Brother Ron as we traveled together.
Y yo también le dije esto al hermano Ron mientras que trabajamos, vinimos juntos.
The Lord suffered us to be delayed until the 19th.
El Señor sufrió que nosotros nos estuviéramos delatados hasta el 19.
So again, even though I may not attempt to explain those things,
y otra vez, aunque no trate de decirles a ustedes explicándoles,
yet they're highly significant in what God is doing.
Son muy altos significantes a las cosas que Dios está haciendo.
Now, if you'd like to read with me, if you've got your Bibles,
si ustedes quieren leer conmigo, trae sus Biblias.
I'd like for you to turn to the book of Revelation, chapter 1.
Quiero que volteen al libro de Apocalipsis o el libro de Revelación, capítulo primero.
It starts off like this.
Principia así.
The revelation of Jesus Christ,
la revelación de Cristo Jesús,
which God gave unto him to show unto his servants things which were shortly come to pass.
Dios le dio a él para enseñarle a sus siervos.
And he sent and signified it by his angel,
y se lo dio y significó por su ángel,
unto his servant John,
para su siervo Juan,
who bear record of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ,
cual da testigo y da el testimonio de Cristo Jesús,
and of all things that he saw.
Y todas las cosas que él vio.
Blessed is he that readeth it,
bienaventurado el que lea,
and they that hear the words of this prophecy,
y los que escuchan la palabra de esta profecía,
and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand.
Y que guarden las cosas que están escritas porque la cosa está a la mano.
You can be seated.
Se pueden sentar.
I've said a lot just within those few words.
Yo he dicho mucho nomás con esas poquitas palabras.
I'd like for you to observe this one thing.
Yo quisiera que observara esta una cosa.
It says the revelation of Jesus Christ.
Dice la revelación de Cristo Jesús.
Some people wonder why that I emphasize the revelation.
Mucha gente quiere que saber por qué yo doy mucho énfasis a Cristo Jesús.
They don't understand why that I speak so much about the revelation.
Ellos no saben por qué yo hablo mucho de la revelación de Cristo Jesús.
But see, God being a spirit,
pero miren, Dios siendo espíritu,
it means that he is the invisible God.
Él quiere decir que es un Dios invisible.
Therefore, he must be revealed.
Así es que él tiene que ser revelado.
Because he is the hidden God.
Porque él es el Dios escondido.
If he is the hidden God,
si él es el Dios escondido,
then we cannot see him.
Entonces nosotros no lo podemos ver.
We cannot know about him.
No podemos saber de él.
Unless he be revealed to us.
Solamente que sea revelado a nosotros.
It is so important that we be spiritual.
Es muy importante que nosotros seamos espirituales.
Paul said one time, I would speak unto you as unto spirituals.
Pablo dijo una vez, yo quisiera hablar con ustedes como espirituales.
But said, I cannot.
Pero no puedo.
Because you are babes in Christ.
Porque son niños en Cristo.
And then he said to his congregation,
y luego le dijo a su congregación,
not only would I that you are spiritual,
no solamente quisiera yo que ustedes fueran espirituales,
but I would like for you to seek the Spirit,
yo quisiera que ustedes buscaran el Espíritu,
even the Spirit of revelation.
Igualmente el Espíritu de revelación.
He said, pray that God will grant unto you,
oren que Dios les dé a usted,
The spirit of revelation.
El espíritu de revelación.
So then if you don't have the spirit of revelation,
así es que no tienes el espíritu de revelación,
then you need to get the spirit of revelation.
Entonces tiene que recibir el espíritu de revelación.
Now you may have the spirit of God.
¿Quién sabe usted tenga el espíritu de Dios?
And there is but one spirit.
Pero hay solamente un espíritu.
If you've got that one spirit, you have God.
Y si tú tienes ese un espíritu, tienes a Dios.
For the Bible said there is but one spirit.
Porque la Biblia dice que hay solamente un espíritu.
But the thing that we are speaking of,
de la cosa que estamos hablando nosotros,
is the operation.
Es la operación.
Although there be one spirit,
y aunque sea nomás un espíritu,
the Bible said there's many operations.
La Biblia dice que hay muchas operaciones.
And the spirit of revelation,
y el espíritu de revelación,
is one of the divine operations of the Holy Spirit.
Es una adivinación, operación del Espíritu Santo.
If you will seek God,
si usted buscare a Dios,
and be devoted to Christ,
y si usted se devote a Dios,
there will come upon you a spirit.
Vendrá sobre usted un espíritu.
An operation of the spirit.
Una operación del espíritu.
And you will find something talking to your heart and mind.
Y él comenzará a hablar a tu corazón y tu mente.
And it'll be telling you wonderful things you've never heard before.
Y le va a comenzar a decir unas cosas muy maravillosas que nunca ha escuchado usted.
Things that you would never have thought of.
Cosas que usted nunca llegaría a pensar de ello.
Things that you never could conceive in your mind.
Algo que usted no podía concebir en su mente tampoco.
But from somewhere this wonderful knowledge will come.
Pero de un lugar su maravillosa conocimiento viene de un lugar.
Like in the Old Testament.
Como en el Antiguo Testamento.
Back in the days of the prophets.
En los días de los profetas.
They'd just be walking along.
Ellos nomás iban andando.
And the Bible said the word of the Lord would come unto them.
Y decía la palabra de Dios, la palabra del Señor venía.
All of a sudden from somewhere.
De repente de donde quiera venía.
There would come the wonderful wisdom of God.
Entonces viniera esa maravillosa sabiduría de Dios.
That wonderful hidden knowledge of Christ
Jesus.
Esa
sabiduría escondida de Dios.
And suddenly they would understand things.
Y de repente comenzaban a entender cosas.
That they'd never understood before.
Que no habían entendido ellos nunca.
Now you know if you're going to understand something.
Ahora si nosotros vamos a querer entender algo.
You have to go to school.
Tienes que ir a la escuela.
You have to study.
Tienes que estudiar.
You have to have books.
Tienes que tener libros.
You have to read about it.
Tienes que leer de ello.
And that's the only way you can get it.
Y es el único modo que lo puedas recibir.
Unless it's some practical experience through
solamente
life.
Solamente que sea una experiencia práctica en la vida.
But when you get in touch with God,
pero cuando te tocas con Dios,
you don't have to study books.
No tienes que estudiar libros.
You don't have to have practical experience.
No tienes que tener experiencias prácticas.
All you got to do is be spiritually minded.
Todo lo que tienes que hacer es mente espiritual.
And from somewhere comes this wonderful knowledge of God.
De un lugar viene esta gran sabiduría de Dios.
It is revealed to your mind.
Es revelada a tu mente.
The Bible teaches it is revelation.
La Biblia enseña que es revelación.
The hidden wisdom of God revealed.
La sabiduría escondida de Dios.
The church has great access to God's knowledge.
La iglesia tiene un modo de poder recibir esta gran sabiduría.
In the day that we're living in,
en el día cual estamos viviendo,
we have great access to heavenly things.
Tenemos muchas cosas en poder llegar a ese lugar.
And we can have these heavenly things if we apply ourselves.
Y nosotros podemos tener esas cosas si nos aplicamos a ellos.
Paul said, "Now is made known to the church."
La Biblia, Pablo dice, ahora es hecho sabido a la iglesia.
The manifold wisdom of God.
La plenitud sabiduría de Dios.
Even under the heavenly places.
Igualmente hasta los lugares celestiales.
So then we've got a great treasure.
Así es que tenemos un gran tesoro.
And the Bible speaks of having this heavenly treasure.
La Biblia nos dice que tenemos esos tesoros celestiales.
In these earthen vessels.
En los vasos de barro.
So then tonight.
Así es que esta noche.
My heart is filled.
Esta noche mi corazón está lleno.
With the revelation of Jesus Christ.
La revelación de Jesús.
I truthfully from my heart tonight.
Yo verdaderamente con mi corazón le digo esta noche.
I tell you the truth.
Yo le doy la verdad.
I'm not lying.
No estoy
thank
mintiendo.
My conscience bearing me witness in the Holy Ghost.
Mi conciencia da testimonio en el Espíritu Santo.
My heart is filled with the divine revelation.
Mi corazón está lleno de la revelación divina.
If I started to talking with you now,
si yo principal a comenzar hablando con usted.
I communicated with you all night long.
Yo pudiera comunicar con usted toda la noche.
When the morning come,
cuando llegara la mañana,
and the sunrise was here,
y saliera el sol,
I would have shared with you,
yo hubiera impartido con usted,
but a tiny bit,
por un buen ratito,
of the much revelation of my heart,
de la mucha revelación que tengo en mi corazón.
God has given us to me.
Que Dios nos ha dado.
And though I long to share it with everybody,
yo quiero repartirlo con todos,
it's not that easy.
No es tan fácil así.
While we were over in India a few months ago,
mientras que estábamos en India unos cuantos meses pasados,
here at the mission where we stayed,
allí en la misión donde estábamos quedándonos,
there was multiplied people,
había gente multiplicada de gente,
many people,
mucha gente,
that would come to talk with us,
venían a hablar con nosotros,
about the revelation of Christ Jesus,
de la revelación de Cristo Jesús.
A lot of young fellows,
muchos jóvenes,
men and women alike,
hombres y señoras iguales,
numbers of college students,
y muchos estudiantes de colegio,
businessmen,
hombres de negocio.
They wanted to know about this wonderful thing called Jesus.
Querían saber esta gran bonita cosa de Jesús.
We had priests of all kinds.
Teníamos sacerdotes de todas clases.
Catholic priests came.
Sacerdotes católicos,
priests from Nepal,
sacerdotes de Nepal.
I believe there was Hindu priests.
Había sacerdotes de Hindu.
There was numbers of different kind of priests.
Había números de diferentes sacerdotes.
They wanted to know about this wonderful thing called Jesus.
Querían ellos saber de esta cosa maravillosa que se llama Jesús.
And even the ex heavyweight champion boxer of India.
Y también este hombre que era un campeón de India,
was converted to Christ while he preached.
A Cristo.
So then God was doing some wonderful things.
Así es que Dios estaba haciendo unas cosas maravillosas.
And while he was doing these things,
y mientras que él estaba haciendo estas cosas,
some of them got their minds open to the revelation of Christ.
Algunos de ellos se le abrió la mente de Cristo.
They began to see the revelation of Jesus.
Y comenzaron a ver la revelación de Jesús.
As the revelation began to move,
y mientras que la revelación comenzó
their
a moverse,
hearts began to cry.
Sus corazones comenzaron a llorar.
And you know, I just received a letter today.
Yo este día recibí una carta.
From over in India.
De allá de India.
Of one of the people that was so fascinated.
De una de la gente que fue muy fascinada.
And he was telling me again today.
Y me estaba diciendo hoy otra vez.
Even as he told me while I was there.
Y cuando me dijo igualmente cómo está cuando estaba allá.
That we could take India for God.
Que él estaba tomando por Dios.
700 million people.
Es 7 millones de gente.
But we can take India for God.
Pero que podíamos tomar a India por Dios.
I want to take Mexico for God
yo
too.
Yo quiero tomar a México por Dios.
I believe we've got enough people to take Mexico for God, don't you?
¿Y usted cree que podemos llevar a México por Dios?
How many of you be willing to take Mexico for God?
¿Cuántos de ustedes están prestos para llevar a México por Dios?
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So then we want to take Mexico for God.
Si usted quiere tomar a México para Dios.
You know, we've been all the way from here down to San Pedro Sula, Honduras.
Hemos ido desde todo, desde aquí hasta todo San Pedro Sula.
Cross Guatemala.
Y pasar Guatemala.
From Guatemala.
Y de Guatemala.
All the way back.
Y luego de Guatemala todo para acá atrás.
To Acuña.
Y hasta Acuña.
That is Mexico from Acuña to Guatemala.
Y desde México a Acuña hasta Guatemala.
We've given out literature.
Hemos dado tratados,
we've
folletos.
Preached to the people.
Les hemos predicado a la gente.
And we're still wanting to do something in Mexico.
Y todavía queremos hacer algo en México.
We can take Mexico for God.
Podemos tomar a México por Dios.
We've been on XCRF.
Hemos estado en XRF.
Been on Monterrey Station, XCG.
Y en la estación en Monterrey.
Many ways we've reached Mexico.
En muchos modos hemos alcanzado a México.
And God has blessed our ministry.
Y Dios ha bendecido nuestro ministerio.
You know, in the meeting that we just closed out in the Carolinas.
Y acuérdese hace poco que cerramos una junta en las Norte Carolinas.
We had a tent meeting there in Thomasville and in the city of Eden.
Tuvimos una campaña de carpa en Thomasville y Eden.
And at least 4 newspapers carried our meeting.
Y a lo menos 4 periódicos comenzaron a llevar la cuenta.
One over in Greensboro, a big newspaper.
Y todo ahí un periódico grande.
Carried it front page in color.
Nos dio todo la junta adelante la primera hoja.
There must have been at least 100,000 people.
Hubo como 100,000 gentes.
That received those papers.
Que recibieron esos periódicos.
And in Mexico,
y en México,
there was at least 100,000 people
había como 100,000 gentes
that received literature on our trip going
que recibieron down. Literatura en nuestro viaje último.
At Washington for Jesus in America,
en Estados Unidos, Washington para Jesús,
there was at least 100,000 people that received our literature in that
meeting.
Había
como 100,000 gentes que recibió nuestra literatura.
And God has blessed us in many ways.
Y Dios nos ha bendecido de muchas maneras.
We're barely scratching the surface.
Muy apenas estamos rascándole arriba.
As to world evangelism.
Y por el mundo evangelizando.
But our ministry is in more than every major language of the world.
Pero nuestro ministerio está en más de todos los idiomas en el mundo.
I feel like this.
Yo siento así.
If I live in America,
si yo vivo en Estados Unidos,
and
America,
my interest is in Mexico,
y mi vida fuera a México,
then if you live in Mexico,
si tú vives en México,
your interest ought to be in America.
Entonces, tu interés debe estar en América.
If we live in Mexico and America,
y si nosotros vivimos en el México y América,
then our interest ought to be in India.
Entonces, nuestro interés debe estar en India.
For Jesus said, go into all the world,
porque Jesús dijo, anda a todo mundo,
and preach the gospel to every creature.
Y predica el evangelio a toda criatura.
Did you know it's not going to be until that you get a vision for the world,
hasta que usted reciba una visión para el mundo,
that you're going to really live an overcoming life,
en cual usted va a hacer llevar una vida que va a sobrellevar todo.
When you get to where you have a vision for mankind,
cuando usted tenga una visión para toda la humanidad,
and you want to win the world for God,
y usted quiere ganar el mundo para Dios,
not just the community,
no más tu comunidad,
not just Mexico,
no más solamente México,
but go into all the world,
pero ir a todo el mundo,
and preach the gospel to every creature. So then when we get a vision,
entonces, cuando recibimos una visión,
for all of the world,
y vamos a todo mundo,
then God will bless Mexico.
Entonces, Dios va a bendecir a México.
How do you want to get a vision for all the world? Let me see.
¿Cuántos quieren ir a todo el mundo?
Go into all the world,
ir a todo el mundo,
and preach the gospel to every creature.
El evangelio a toda criatura.
This we ought to do.
Esto es lo que debemos de hacer.
So then I'm in Mexico tonight.
Así es que estoy en México esta noche.
So I want to preach to Mexico people.
Así es que le voy a predicar a la gente mexicana.
I want to talk about Jesus in Mexico.
Yo les voy a hablar de Jesús a México.
And I want to see a fire kindled in the hearts of the Mexican people.
Yo quiero que un fuego se comience en los corazones de la gente en México.
We need to get our minds on God.
Tenemos que agarrar nuestras mentes en Dios.
All of the world around us is in sin.
Y todo el mundo y las cosas del pecado.
Everything that's in this world.
Y todo lo que está en este mundo.
Is the lust of the flesh.
Es la lujuria de la carne.
It's the pride of life.
Es el orgullo de la vida.
And the Bible said the entire world will pass away.
Y la Biblia dice todo el mundo se va a pasar.
All of the lust of it.
Toda la lujuria.
All of the desire of it.
Todos los deseos.
All of it's going to pass away.
Todo va a pasar.
But the Bible said he that doeth the will of God.
Y la Biblia dice pero el que haga la voluntad de Dios.
By it forever.
Va a permanecer para siempre.
So then we need to get a vision for God.
Así es que necesitamos una visión
Let's
para Dios.
Come out of the world.
Vamos a salirnos del
Be
mundo.
A separate people, the Bible
una gente separada.
Touch not the unclean things.
No toques la gente la cosa
I will
inmunda.
Receive you, saith the Lord.
Dice, yo te recibiré, dice el Señor.
So if we want God to receive us,
y si queremos nosotros que Dios
Let's
nos reciba,
come out of the world.
Vamos a salirnos del mundo.
Get away from the things of the world.
Salirnos de las cosas del mundo.
You know, I say this so often.
Yo he dicho esto muchas veces.
We can have the things of the world.
Podemos tener las cosas del mundo.
God wants you to have automobiles.
Dios quiere que tengas tu carros.
God wants you to have land.
Quiere que tengas tierra.
God wants you to have health.
Quiere que tengas salud.
God wants you to have clothing.
Quiere que tengas ropa.
God wants you to have food.
Dios quiere que tengas comida.
God wants you to have money.
Dios quiere que tengas dinero.
God wants you to have it.
Dios quiere que lo tengas.
But all of those things are natural.
Pero todas esas cosas son naturales.
All of those things are carnal.
Todas esas cosas son carnales.
But God still doesn't care if you have them.
Pero Dios todavía no importa que las tengas.
God wants you to have them.
Dios quiere que las tengas.
God made the trees.
Dios hizo los árboles.
God made the world.
Dios hizo el mundo.
God made it for you.
Dios lo hizo para ti.
So God's not against you having it.
Así es que Dios no está en contra tú que lo tengas.
Though it be carnal things, he is
aunque
not against
cosas carnales,
he said, I would above all things.
Él dijo yo que sea que que te todo sobre todas cosas,
that you prosper and be in health,
que tú prosperes y estés en buena salud,
even as your soul prospers,
así como tu alma prospera.
So the threefold plan of God,
así es que el plan de Dios tres veces,
is for you to have natural prosperity,
para que tengas cosas naturales prosperidad,
physical health,
salud física,
and spiritual security,
y seguridad física.
I would that ye prosper.
Yo deseo que prosperes.
In the natural.
En lo natural.
I would that ye be in health.
Que estés en salud.
In the physical.
En el físico.
I would that you would have the spiritual blessings of God.
También quisiera que tuvieras las bendiciones espirituales de Dios.
As your soul prospers.
Y tu alma prosperará.
But the thing that God wants.
Lo que Dios quiere.
Is that your prosperity.
Que tu prosperidad.
Should be governed by your soul welfare.
Sea gobernada con el bien.
God does not delight in people having the wealth of the world.
Dios no se deleita que tengan el dinero del mundo.
If they do not have soul prosperity.
Si no tienen prosperidad del alma.
If they are not living for God.
Si no están viviendo para Dios.
If they are not spiritually on the inside.
Si no están espirituales dentro.
Surrendered to Christ.
Si han rendido a Cristo.
God doesn't want them to have anything.
Dios no quiere que tengan nada.
Somebody said, well, God loves everybody, Brother Pai.
Muchos dicen, hermano Pai, Dios quiere a todos.
God said, I'm angry with the wicked every day.
Dios dijo, yo estoy enojado con el maligno todos
los días. Every day I'm angry with the wicked.
Todos los días estoy enojado con el maligno.
That's how God feels about the wicked.
Es lo que Dios siente por el maligno.
God doesn't care about giving the wicked anything.
Dios no quiere darle al maligno nada.
He said, it's not my will that the wicked perish.
Dice, no es mi voluntad que el maligno perezca.
I'd rather that they repent of their sins.
Quisiera que os arrepentieran.
And come to God so that I can bless them.
Que vinieran a Dios para que yo los pudiera bendecir.
But God doesn't desire to give them anything.
Pero Dios no desea darles nada.
Unless they repent of their sins.
Solamente que ellos se arrepientan.
Somebody would say, but I know God loves them, Brother Pai.
La Biblia dice mucho, dice, yo sé que
I
Dios
ask this
ama.
Question a lot of times.
Yo muchas veces pregunto esta pregunta.
If God loved the wicked,
si Dios ama al maligno,
why did God say,
¿por qué Dios dijo,
I will pursue the wicked till they perish from over the face
yo voy
of the earth?
Al maligno hasta que perezca del mundo.
Do you pursue a person that you love?
¿Tú persigues una gente que amas?
Wanting to destroy them?
¿Que lo quieres destruir?
He said, I'm angry with the wicked every day.
Yo estoy enojado con el maligno, dice.
I will pursue them till they perish.
Y yo los voy a perseguir hasta que perezcan.
Their prayers are abomination in my sight.
Sus oraciones son abominaciones delante de mí.
All of their gifts are abomination in my sight.
Y todos los dones, lo que ellos den, es abominación.
There is no peace to the wicked.
Dice, no hay paz al maligno.
So then God doesn't love the wicked.
Así es que Dios no quiere al maligno.
God wants to destroy the wicked.
Dios quiere destruir al maligno.
And God is going to destroy the wicked.
Y Dios va a destruir al maligno.
If the wicked will repent of their sins.
Y si el maligno se va a arrepentir de sus pecados.
And if they'll come to God.
Y si él viene a Dios.
Then God will love them.
Entonces Dios lo va a amar.
But this teaching that God loves the wicked, that's wrong.
Pero estas enseñanzas que dicen que Dios ama al maligno, está mal.
It is such teachings.
Es esas enseñanzas.
It is such errors.
Son errores.
That causes the wicked to continue on in their sins.
Que les causa a los malignos que sigan en sus pecados.
If the wicked was told.
Si los malignos les dijeran.
That God does not love them.
Que Dios no les ama.
When they do their wicked things.
Cuando ellos hagan sus cosas malas.
Then they would repent of their sins.
Entonces ellos se arrepintieron de sus pecados.
And they would seek God's favor.
Y entonces buscaron a favor de Dios.
But you know, if you let the wicked think God still loves them.
Pero si tú dejas al maligno que piense que Dios todavía lo ama.
While they're doing wicked.
Mientras que lo están haciendo malignamente todo.
Why should they repent of their sins?
¿Por qué se van a arrepentir de sus pecados?
If they already have God's love.
Si ellos todavía tienen el amor de Dios.
If they already have God's favor.
Si ya tienen el favor de Dios.
If God wants to bless them.
Y si Dios los quiere bendecir.
And let them live wicked.
Y los lo deja vivir malignamente.
What am I doing in Mexico? Why do I go around the world?
¿Por qué vamos a México a todo alrededor del mundo?
To tell people to repent of their sins.
Para decirle a la gente que se arrepienta de sus pecados.
What need is there for a preacher?
Entonces, ¿qué necesidad hay para predicar?
If the wicked's all right.
Si el maligno está bueno.
Why bother to preach to?
Entonces, ¿para qué les predicamos?
I tell you, God is angry with the wicked every day.
Dios está enojado con el maligno todos.
God said, I will pursue the wicked.
Dios dice, yo lo perseguiré al maligno.
Till they perish. perish from all of the
hasta que perezcan del mundo.
There is nothing that the wicked can do.
No hay nada que el maligno pueda
that
hacer.
Will be my pleasure.
Ese va a ser mi placer.
Except repent of their sins.
Ellos se arrepientan de sus pecados.
If they pray, I will not hear thee.
Aunque ellos oren, yo no lo voy a escuchar.
For the Bible said, God heareth not the prayers of the wicked.
La Biblia dice que Dios no oye las oraciones de los pecadores.
Their prayers are abomination
in
my sight.
Y todos sus presentes y naves son los abominaciones.
It doesn't matter what they give to God.
Si ellos dan algo a Dios,
God said, I don't want it.
Dios dice, yo no lo quiero.
All the gold is mine.
Todo el oro es mío.
All the silver is mine.
Toda la plata es mío.
The cattle of 1,000 hills belong
y
to me.
Todo el ganado de todos los mil montes.
I would not ask anybody if I was hungry.
Y si yo quiero, tengo hambre, yo no le pido a nadie.
I'm able to take care of myself,
yo
God
todo
said.
Puedo tener todo para mí.
So he doesn't need the prayer of the wicked.
Así es que no necesita la oración del maligno.
He doesn't need the offering of the wicked.
No necesita la ofrenda del maligno.
He doesn't need the service of the wicked.
Y no necesita el servicio del maligno tampoco.
But you that repent of your sins,
pero ustedes que se arrepienten de sus
you
pecados,
that love God,
ustedes que aman a Dios,
God favors you.
Dios le da
God
a usted.
Loves you.
Dios le ama a usted.
And God is for you.
Y Dios le ha dado paz.
And God will make your enemies to be at peace with
y
you.
Y Dios va a hacer sus enemigos que estén en paz con usted.
Because you're the apple of God's eye.
Porque usted es la manzana del ojo de Dios.
God said, I would above all things.
Dios dice que yo sobre todo
that you prosper.
Deseo que prosperes.
That you be in hell.
Y que estés en buena salud.
Even as your spiritual soul
así
prospers.
Como tu alma espiritual prospera.
So the threefold plan of God
así es que el plan de tres de Dios
is for you to have natural prosperity,
es para que tengas prosperidad natural,
physical prosperity,
prosperidad física,
and spiritual prosperity.
Física es espiritual.
But you've got to have the spiritual prosperity first.
Bueno, tienes que tener el
see,
prosperidad física primero.
You can't go after the natural prosperity
no
first.
Puedes ir para las cosas naturales primero.
The Bible said, seek ye first.
La Biblia dice, primeramente busca.
The kingdom of God.
El reino de Dios.
And his righteousness.
Y su justicia.
And all of the other things will be added
y
unto you.
Y todas las cosas vendrán como añadidura.
So then God wants you.
Así es que Dios quiere que tú.
To prosper.
Que prosperes.
And to be in health.
Y que estés en buena salud.
Even as your soul prospers.
Igual como tu alma prospera.
So it's wonderful to be a Christian.
Así es que es muy bonito ser cristiano.
God wants you to have the natural things.
Dios quiere que tengas las cosas naturales.
God wants you to have the carnal things.
Dios quiere que tengas las cosas carnales.
Always
también.
Remember that.
Acuérdate todo el tiempo eso.
Paul said, if I've sown unto you spiritual things,
Pablo dice, te ha dado a ti cosas espirituales,
shall I not reap of your carnal?
Entonces no voy a cosechar cosas carnales?
If other men be partakers of this,
si hombres van a ser participadores de esto,
how much more am I?
¿Qué tanto yo voy a hacerlo en la
since
vida?
I minister to you, Paul
y
said.
Si yo te hablo de esas cosas.
So God wants you to have the carnal things.
Así es que Dios quiere que tú recibas las cosas carnales.
But now let's look at it for just a few
pero vamos
minutes.
A verlo por un ratito.
Let's examine it so it won't be a snare to us.
Vamos a examinarlas para que no sea una trampa para nosotros.
Though God wants you to have carnal things,
aunque Dios quiere que tengas tú cosas carnales,
God warns us against being carnally minded.
Dios nos avisa que tengamos cuidado.
Are you listening now?
Carnales, ¿me están oyendo ahorita?
You can have carnal things,
pueden tener cosas carnales,
but you cannot be carnally minded.
Pero no puedes hacer mente carnal.
To have carnal things is not wrong.
Para tener cosas carnales no está mal.
To use carnal things is not wrong.
Para usar cosas carnales no es mal.
Since a wise man's substance is precious
porque
in his sight.
Porque la Biblia dice que la sustancia del hombre sabio es bonito en sus
to
ojos.
To care for
para
carnal cuidarlos. Things is not wrong.
Y para cuidar cosas carnales no es mal.
You should watch after your carnal things.
Debes de cuidar esas cosas carnales.
Take care of your body.
Cuidar tu cuerpo.
Take care of your health.
Cuidar tu salud.
Take care of your clothing.
Cuidar tu ropa.
Take care of your land.
Cuidar tu tierra.
Take care of your automobile.
Cuidar tu carro.
Take care of your stock.
Cuidar todo lo que tienes.
Take care of everything that God has given you.
Ten cuidado de todo lo que Dios te ha dado.
But never get that on your mind.
Pero nunca lo dejes que se ponga en tu mente.
Never get horses on your mind.
Nunca ponga los caballos en tu mente.
Never get automobiles on your mind.
Nunca ponga los carros en tu mente.
Never get clothing on your mind.
Y tampoco los carros en tu
mente. Never get land and power on your mind. Fame and popularity on your mind.
Nada de eso en tu
never
mente.
Get money on your mind.
Nunca venga dinero a tu mente.
Keep God on your mind.
Pon a Dios en tu mente.
The Bible said, meditate in the laws of God day and night.
La Biblia dice que medites en la ley
think
de Dios.
lleno de Jesús.
Piensa en
Always Jesús. Think about Jesus.
Todo el tiempo piensa en Jesús.
Keep God on your mind.
Pon a Jesús en tu mente.
Be spiritually minded.
Ser espiritual mental.
Or to be carnally minded is death.
Porque si eres mental carnal eres muerte.
Be spiritually minded is life and peace.
Pero siendo espiritual es paz y gozo.
Seek God.
Busca a Dios.
Love the Lord.
Oh, ama al Señor.
Pray and fast unto God.
Ayunai a orar a Dios.
Study the Bible.
Estudia la Biblia.
Tell the people about Jesus.
Dile a la gente de Jesús.
Rejoice in the Spirit of God.
Regózate en el Espíritu.
Be happy in God.
Y ser gozoso en el
Espíritu. Spread the gospel throughout the world.
Y esparramar el Evangelio.
Always keep your mind on Jesus.
Todo el tiempo ten tu mente en Cristo Jesús.
That way you won't be carnally minded.
En esa manera no vas a ser carnal.
And yet you can have all the carnal things.
Y él te va a dar esas cosas carnales.
See, a wise man's substance is precious in his sight.
Y tú miras que las cosas sustancias en al hombre sabio es bien.
You can have all of these things.
Vas a tener todas estas cosas.
And they can be precious to you.
Y van a ser preciosas en tus ojos.
In that you'll take care of them.
En que tú los vas a cuidar.
But you must not have them on your mind.
Pero no las puedes tener en tus mentes.
You must think about Jesus.
Pues, tienes que pensar de Jesús.
You must be heavenly minded.
Tienes que estar mental, espiritual.
Let your conversation be in heaven.
Que tu conversación sea en celestiales.
That is, let it be in the spirit and about spiritual things.
Que todo el tiempo estar en las cosas espirituales.
That's what heaven is.
Así como está el cielo.
So then we want to be in the Spirit.
Tenemos que estar en el Espíritu.
The Bible said if you walk in the Spirit,
la Biblia dice, si andas en el Espíritu,
you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh.
No vas a cumplir el deseo de la carne.
How can I walk in the Spirit?
¿Cómo puedo andar en el Espíritu?
By being in the mind of Christ.
Estando en la mente de Cristo.
If I get in the mind of man,
si estoy en la mente del hombre,
I cannot be in the mind of Christ.
No puedo estar en la mente de Cristo.
But if I get in the mind of heavenly things,
pero si yo me pongo en la mente de las
then
cosas
I'm not
celestiales,
in the mind of earthly
entonces
things.
Entonces no soy en la mente del hombre.
If I'm in the mind of heavenly things,
si estoy en la mente de las cosas celestiales,
I'm walking in the Spirit.
Ando andando en el Espíritu.
If I get in the mind of earthly things,
si yo entro en la mente de las cosas terrenales,
I'm walking in the flesh.
Ando en la carne.
And the Bible said if you're in the flesh,
la Biblia dice si andas en la
you
carne,
you cannot please God.
Dice no puedes agradar a Dios.
But if we walk in the Spirit,
no puedes andar en el Espíritu.
We won't fulfill the lust of the flesh.
Pero si andas en el Espíritu, no puedes cumplir las cosas de la carne.
We won't have a carnal mind.
Entonces no vamos a tener la mente carnal.
So then we can have carnal things.
Así es que podemos tener cosas
all that we want.
Todas las cosas que queremos.
But we cannot be carnally minded.
Pero no podemos ser carnales.
We must be heavenly minded.
Tenemos que estar mental en la
so
mente.
Let's stay away from the things of the world.
Así que retiramos de las cosas del mundo.
Come out of the world.
Salir del mundo.
Get your mind out of the world.
Saque sus mentes del
get
mundo.
Get your mind on heavenly things.
Ponga su mente en cosas celestiales.
And the Bible said if there be anything that's heavenly,
si hay algo que es celestial,
anything with virtue in
que
them,
tiene virtud,
anything that's lovely,
que está bonito,
anything that's pure.
Cosa que está pura.
The Bible said, think on these things.
La Biblia dice, piensa en estas cosas.
You know what happens?
¿Usted sabe eso?
When you do that, you feed your faith.
Cuando usted hace eso, usted le da de comer a su fe.
You feed your believing.
Le da fe, le da comida a su creyente.
Let me say this right here to help you.
Deje decirle estas cosas para ayudarle.
Just because you believe, it doesn't mean that you have faith.
No es porque tú dices que crees, quiere decir que tienes fe.
Are you listening now?
¿Me estás oyendo?
Just because you believe, it doesn't mean that you have faith.
No, no más porque tú dices que crees, quiere decir que tienes fe.
Somebody would say, Brother Pike, faith is believing.
Alguien dice, hermano Pike, la fe es creyendo.
Not altogether.
No, todo juntamente.
Just believing is not faith.
No, no más creyendo es fe.
You can believe anything that you want to.
Puedes creer lo que tú quieras.
But that is not faith.
Pero eso no es fe.
See, just to believe something is not faith.
No nomás creyendo algo es fe.
Somebody says if you believe you're going to heaven, that's faith, you go to heaven.
Dice, si uno, tú crees que vas a los cielos, eso es fe. Vas a ir a los cielos, eso no es fe.
No, no.
No.
No, that's not right.
Eso no está bien.
See, just believing is not faith.
Nomás creyendo, eso no es fe.
You can believe anything you want to.
Puedes creer lo que tú quieras.
You can believe that you're going somewhere.
¿Tú crees que vas a ir a cierto lugar?
Believe that you're going to do something.
¿Crees que vas a hacer algo?
Believe anything you want to.
Vas a creer lo que tú quieras.
But that's not faith.
Pero eso no es fe.
Then what is faith?
Entonces, ¿qué es fe?
Faith cometh by the hearing of the word of God.
Fe viene por el oyendo la palabra de Dios.
There is no believing.
No hay creyendo.
That is faith.
¿Qué es fe?
Except believing in the word of God.
Solamente creyendo en la palabra
faith
de Dios.
Faith cometh by the hearing.
La fe viene en el oyendo.
And hearing by the word of God.
El oyendo por la palabra de Dios.
So faith is when you believe God's word.
Así que fe es cuando tú crees la palabra de
you
Dios.
You are not saved by believing.
No estamos salvos por creer.
You are saved by faith.
Estamos salvos por fe.
Faith is believing the word of God.
Fe es creer la palabra
so
de Dios.
So then when you believe the word of God,
así es, cuando tú crees la palabra de Dios,
you've got faith.
Entonces tienes fe.
Now remember,
acuérdate,
you can believe you're on your way to heaven.
Puedes creer que vas al camino del
when
cielo.
When you're on your way to hell.
Pero cuando vas al infierno.
Because it's not faith.
Porque eso no es fe.
But you can believe the word of God.
Pero tú puedes creer la palabra de Dios.
That tells you what to do.
Y que te dice qué hagas.
So that you can stay out of the lake of fire.
Para que tú te salgas del lago de fuego.
And that is faith.
Eso es fe.
When a preacher preaches the word of God to
cuando
you,
el predicador te predica la palabra de Dios a ti,
you hear the word of God,
y tú oyes la palabra de Dios,
then if you believe the word of
entonces,
God,
tú crees la palabra de Dios,
you will do what the preacher told you
vas
to
hacer
do.
Lo que el predicador te diga que hagas.
The writer said your faith is shown by your doings.
El escritor dice tu fe se enseña por lo que haces.
The child is known by his doings.
El niño se conoce por sus hechos.
Said, I'll show you my faith by
lo
what I do.
Mi fe por las cosas
I
que hago.
Practice what I believe.
Yo practico lo que yo creo.
Every person practices what they believe.
Toda la gente practica lo que ellos creen.
If you believe in making money, you practice making money.
Si
now,
tú
don't
crees en hacer dinero, ¿verdad que tú practicas haciendo dinero?
You believe in farming, you farm.
Si tú crees en las tierras, vas if a hacer lo que hacen.
You believe
tierras.
In fighting, you fight.
Y si tú crees en pelear, peleas.
If you believe in going to the movies, you go to the movies.
Y si tú crees en ir al cine, vas al cine.
If you believe in watching TV, you watch TV.
Y si tú crees en estar viendo televisión, miras la televisión.
If you believe in the lust of the flesh, you follow after.
Y si tú miras la locura de la carne,
whatever you believe, that's what you do.
Crees, eso es lo que haces.
If you believe in God,
si tú crees en Dios,
you will act like Jesus.
Entonces, tú vas a
you will learn about Jesus.
Vas a aprender de Jesús.
You will follow after Jesus.
Vas a seguir detrás de Jesús.
If you believe in Christianity,
si tú crees en
then you will try to live a Christian life.
Entonces, vas a tratar de vivir una vida cristiana.
To conform to the image of the Lord,
conformarte a la imagen
and
de Cristo,
to be like Jesus.
Y ser como Jesús.
If you don't do that,
si no haces
then
eso,
you don't have true faith.
Entonces no haces fe.
To say that you're Christian, that doesn't mean anything.
A decir que tú eres cristiano, eso no quiere decir nada.
To say that you belong to a church doesn't mean anything.
A decir que tú perteneces a cierta
that doesn't mean anything at all.
Puedes creer lo que tú quieras.
So then you must believe in the word of God.
Tienes que creer en la palabra de Dios.
I read the revelation of Jesus Christ tonight.
Yo he leído la revelación de Cristo.
There was a lot in what I read tonight.
Estaba mucho lo que he leído esta noche.
What does he mean, the revelation of Jesus Christ?
¿Qué quiere decir con la revelación de Cristo Jesús?
You notice this is the last book of the Bible.
¿Sabe usted que es el último libro de la Biblia?
This book was wrote about 96 AD.
Este libro fue escrito 96 AD.
A few short years after the crucifixion of Jesus.
Unos cuantos cortos años después de la crucificación del Señor Jesús.
John the Beloved been exiled to the Isle of Patmos.
El amado de Cristo Jesús, este Juan el apóstol, estaba él en la isla de Patmos.
Right off of the Asiatic coast.
Allí en la costa del Asia.
Here on this little rocky island.
En una isla de tierra de piedra.
Not too far from Ephesus.
No estaba muy lejos de Efesios.
Being exiled to this island,
fue llevado allí a esta isla,
because of his convictions in Christ,
porque él tenía convicciones de Cristo,
he wrote about the crucifixion,
él habló la crucificación del
and
Señor
about the resurrection,
y la resurrección,
and God gave it to him in symbols and in types,
y Dios se lo dio a él en símbolos y tipos,
and so then he wrote about it,
así es que él escribió de ello.
God, the invisible God,
Dios, el Dios invisible,
through the tangible means around us,
por las cosas que se agarran alrededor de nosotros,
expressed himself to John.
Se expresó a Dios, Dios a él.
God, who is invisible,
Dios quien es invisible,
expresses himself to us,
se expresa a nosotros,
in natural means.
En cosas naturales.
You know, when they discovered what they called the hieroglyphics of Egypt,
cuando descubrieron las hieroglíficas
you
de
read
Egipto,
about this in school.
Usted lee esto en las escuelas.
From Egypt came civilization.
De Egipto vino la civilización.
See, the hieroglyphics,
las
hieroglíficas, they'd make these things on the wall.
Los agarraron de las paredes.
It was the way that they would convey their thoughts from themselves to somebody else.
Era cuando ellos mandaban sus pensamientos a otra gente.
The old Indian sign language was the same way.
El señal de los indios era igualmente.
Even when they had their fire,
y también cuando tenían sus juegos,
and they take their blankets,
y ponían ahí en la lumbre,
and make puffs of smoke,
y con las colchas,
they were
humo.
They were conversing with somebody else.
Ellos estaban hablando con alguien.
They were projecting their thoughts to somebody
ellos
else.
Estaban proyectando sus pensamientos
conveying
a otra gente.
Their understanding
ellos estaban mandando sus
and desires
y sus deseos
to somebody else.
A otra gente.
See, God, who is a spirit,
Dios, quien es espíritu,
he's invisible.
Él es invisible.
You cannot see him with your natural eyes.
No puede verlo a usted, a él, con sus ojos naturales.
But God communicates with us
Dios comunica con nosotros
by spiritual means.
Con modos espirituales.
Like he said to David of old.
Como le dijo a David, el antiguo.
See, David was having a battle with the Philistines.
David estaba peleando con los filisteos.
The Philistines and all the enemy had gathered in on David.
El filisteo y todo el enemigo se había venido contra David.
David didn't know what to do.
David no sabía qué hacer.
So he was driven back into a cave back
así
here.
Se fue a una cueva.
And he was all disturbed.
Estaba ahí todo perturbado.
It looked like he was going to lose the battle.
Y parecía que iba a perder la batalla.
He had been testifying about the greatness of God.
Había estado testificando de las maravillas de Dios.
All of the countryside.
Y todo alrededor de la tierra.
Knew that David was a spiritual man.
Y sabían que David era un hombre
he
espiritual.
Talked about an invisible God.
Estaba hablando con un Dios invisible.
And they saw David win battle after battle.
Y miraba a David que ganaba batalla sobre batalla.
And they couldn't understand it.
Y no podían entender.
You know, the Bible says,
la Biblia dice,
blessed is the nation.
Bendecido sea la nación.
When their God
cuando su Dios
is the Lord.
Es el Señor.
If Mexico's God
y si el México es de Dios,
is the Lord,
es el Señor,
Mexico's going to be a great nation.
Entonces, México va a ser una gran nación.
If America's God
y el Dios de América
is the Lord,
es el Señor,
then they're going to be a great nation.
Entonces va una gran cosa.
But every nation in the world
todas las naciones en el mundo
that does not accept the Lord as their God
no acepta al Señor como su Dios,
and they will not accept Jesus
y no aceptan a Jesús,
they're going to be cursed in God's
van a ser maldecidos en los ojos de Dios.
All of the nations of the countryside
y todas las naciones alrededor de la
they
tierra,
knew that David accepted the Lord as his God.
Sabían que David había aceptado al Señor
he
como su Dios.
He boasted of it.
Él hablaba de ello.
And he was mighty in battle.
El poderoso en la batalla.
No one could fight with David.
No podía nadie pelear con
he
David.
He was so powerful.
Era tan poderoso.
And so great and mighty.
Y tan grande y fuerte.
While with the nations would hear of David coming.
Todas las naciones oían de que él venía.
They would literally quiver.
Entonces ellos se temblaban.
Nobody could do anything with him.
No podía hacer nada
you know
con él. ¿Sabe por qué?
Because he had Jesus.
Él tenía Jesús.
He had God.
Él tenía Dios.
The Bible said if your ways please God,
la Biblia dice que si tus modos
agradan
a Dios,
even your enemies to be at peace
dice que
with
haz a tus enemigos que estén en paz contigo.
But if your ways don't please God,
si tus modos no agradan a Dios,
then you've got trouble on every hand.
Entonces tenemos peligro donde
all quiera. Of the paths of God are peace.
Todos los lugares de Dios son pacíficos.
And if you follow the paths of God,
y si tú buscas los
you'll have
de
peace.
Dios, entonces va a tener
well,
paz.
Serving God is joy and happiness.
Que sirviendo a Dios es gozo, paz y justicia.
So then David backed up in this cave.
Así es que Dios David se fue a la cueva.
He didn't know what to do.
Y no sabía qué hacer.
The enemy had closed in on him.
El enemigo ya se había arrimado ahí.
And he was tore up.
Estaba él golpeado.
He didn't know what to do.
Y no sabía qué hacer.
So he called upon the Lord.
Así es que él llamó al Señor.
And the Lord said, David.
Y dijo David.
When you see the rustling in the mulberry tree.
Y dice cuando miren las hojas en el árbol que se
muevan. I want you to go to battle.
Entonces quiero que tenga la batalla.
Take your sword, David.
Dice, gana tu espada.
And go to battle.
Y vete a la batalla.
When you see the rustling in the mulberry tree.
Cuando miren las hojas que se muevan.
It means God is with you.
Quiere decir que Dios está contigo.
I'm out there with you, David.
Yo estoy contigo.
Don't be afraid now. I'm with you.
Yo estoy contigo, David.
And so then David watched for the rustling in the mulberry tree.
Así que David estaba watchando los
David prayed to God.
Y estaba orando a Dios.
And David said, Lord,
y dijo, Señor,
don't send me out to battle
no me mandes a
unless your
batalla.
Presence go before me.
Solamente que tu presencia vaya
Joshua
delante
said,
de mí.
I'm not afraid to go, God.
Josué dijo, no tengo miedo, Dios.
But don't send me out to battle
pero no me mandes a la batalla.
Unless your presence go before me.
Solamente que tu presencia vaya
I
de
say,
mí.
God, don't send me to Mexico.
Yo digo, Dios, no me mandes para México.
Unless your presence go before me.
Yo quiero que tu presencia
don't
vaya
send me to
mí.
India.
No me mandes a India.
Unless your presence go before
solamente
me, God.
Solamente que tu presencia vaya
I
delante
don't want
de
to go unless your presence go before
yo
me.
No voy, si no va tu presencia
God, if
mí.
Your presence is with me,
yo quiero que tu presencia
your presence conmigo. Go before me.
Porque quiero que
then God send me.
Entonces mándame si tú
I'm
vas.
Ready for battle.
Y yo voy listo con la batalla.
God said, David, are you ready?
Dijo David, ¿estás listo?
When you hear the rustling in the mulberry trees,
cuando miren las hojas en el árbol,
I want you to move, David.
Yo quiero que te muevas,
and
David.
I'll conquer your enemies for you.
Yo voy a conquistar a tus enemigos.
David, though he was nervous,
aunque estaba nervioso,
he was all torn up.
Estaba todo
he kept
todo.
Watching.
Él comenzó a cuidar.
And after a while, there was a rustling in the mulberry tree. He just saw the leaves just going wild, you know. Just the rustling and a whirling around.
Y oía las hojas que se estaban moviendo.
David jumped up and grabbed his sword.
Entonces levantó y agarró su espada.
He screamed out at his comrades.
Y gritó él.
Said, "Let's go to battle."
Y dijo, vamos a la
batalla. God is going before us. Hallelujah. Brother, when you got God, God will do it.
Dios va contigo.
But you've got to have God's presence.
Pero tienes que ir con la fe de la presencia.
It takes God to do it.
Tiene Dios que hacerlo.
You've got to have God. There's no other way.
Tenemos que hacerlo con Dios.
It's not by power and might.
No es poder ni
but it's by my Spirit, saith the Lord.
Por tu espíritu, dice el Señor.
When you've got God's presence.
Cuando traes la presencia
when you've
de
got
Dios,
God's Spirit.
Tenemos el espíritu de
everything's going to be all right.
Todo va a estar bueno.
My brother, sister.
Yo quiero, hermano y hermana.
If you've got problems tonight.
Si tú tienes problemas
if you'll
esta
call
noche,
on Jesus tonight.
Clama
if you call on the God of heaven tonight, there is a God that's listening. And God will hear your prayer.
Entonces Dios oye tu oración.
God will come down and do something for you.
Yo vengo y vuelvo para ti.
Like you've never had done for you before.
Que nunca he hecho para ti antes.
All you've got to do is believe in Jesus.
Todo lo que tienes que hacer es
somebody say hallelujah.
Alguien diga hallelujah.
Come on, say hallelujah.
Digan hallelujah.
Say hallelujah.
Digan hallelujah.
Praise God. We need to get a good hallelujah.
Tiene que decir un aleluya bueno.
Back during the camp meeting, we said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And people praised God.
Alabe
and they lifted their voices.
Digan a Dios,
to a hallelujah or to God.
Alleluia, Dios.
Can you say hallelujah tonight?
Hallelujah.
You need to praise God tonight, folks.
Tiene que orar a Dios esta noche.
God is a spirit.
Dios es espíritu.
And the Bible says that God inhabits the praise of his people.
Y Dios quiere que habite él en sus alabanzas.
You got to praise God.
Tenemos que alabar a Dios.
If you want God in your midst,
si usted no quiere en su presencia,
you got to praise God.
Tiene que alabar a Dios.
We're talking about a real, genuine, living God.
Estamos hablando de un Dios genuino, un Dios viviente.
This is not just another meeting.
No nomás es una junta.
This is just not a people coming together.
Esto no nomás que la gente venga juntamente.
This is not a make-believe.
No es una cosa hacerse creer.
We're talking about the business of the Heavenly Father.
Estamos hablando del negocio de nuestro Padre.
We're talking about God.
Estamos
the great,
Dios,
wonderful God.
Este gran, maravilloso Dios.
The God that made heaven and earth.
El que hizo la tierra y los cielos.
When David heard that rustling in the mulberry tree,
cuando oyó esos árboles que se movían,
David thought that's God.
Dijo, él es el Dios.
The one that made the stars and the moon.
Cielo,
the one that made the ocean.
Lo que hizo los
God. He's
este
speaking
Dios
to me.
Este
God is telling me.
Dios le está diciendo
that I need to do something for him.
Yo necesito hacer
when God speaks to you, God wants you to do something for him.
Cuando Dios le habla a usted,
now, if I sound a little excited, that's all right.
Yo me pongo excitado, está bueno.
Sometimes I get beside myself when I talk about God.
Yo me pongo así cuando estoy hablando
so
de Dios.
If I sound a little bit beside myself, that's all right.
Si me miran que me siento
I'm still in the Bible.
Estoy en la Biblia.
A man said, Paul, you're beside yourself.
Alguien le dijo, Pablo, estás
he said, if I'm beside myself,
si estás un lado,
I'm beside myself for God.
Estoy afuera por
so if
Dios.
I get beside myself,
estoy afuera de por mí.
It's for Christ.
Es por Cristo.
We've got to praise the Lord.
Tenemos que alabar al Señor.
Folks, we've got to praise the Lord.
Tenemos que alabar a Dios.
God is a spirit.
Dios es espíritu.
You've got to be spiritual.
Tiene que ser espiritual.
Get your minds awake in the spirit.
Despierten sus mentes.
We have a revival in Mexico.
Y tenemos un avivamiento en Mexico.
Mexico needs a revival.
México necesita un avivamiento.
It's waiting on you to bring the revival.
Está esperando a ti que tú
traigas God's looking unto you to bring that revival for you.
Dios está esperando que ustedes
you need to wake up. Shake yourself.
Muévanse.
Pick up your sword.
Levanten su espada.
The Bible said, taking the sword of the Spirit.
Dice, toma la espada.
Pick up that sword and go to battle with God.
Levanten su espada y vete a la batalla por Dios.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, David fought so much with the sword.
David peleó tanto con la espada.
The Bible said it cleaved to his hand.
La Biblia dice que se le pegó a la mano.
He couldn't turn it loose.
No podía soltarla.
You know, I've worked on a job and
he
had a brush or something in my hand.
En un trabajo y ha tenido una brocha.
I worked so long.
Y he trabajado tanto
and
tiempo.
And so hard.
Y tan fuerte.
That I couldn't turn it loose.
Entonces no podía.
Have you ever done that? I couldn't turn it loose. When
no
I got ready to turn it loose, it wouldn't turn loose.
Yo quería soltar, no podía
and
soltar.
You know what I had to do? I had to take one finger at a time like it and hold it back.
Entonces, tú, que con
and I'd take another finger and I'd hold it back.
Y luego la detenía.
And I'd keep on till I pried every finger loose from it.
Y tenía que quitar todos los dedos de la brocha
to turn it loose.
Para poder soltarlo.
Oh, David fought so long with the sword he couldn't turn it loose.
David peleó tanto con
it clave to
soltar.
His hand. He couldn't lay it down.
Quedó en la mano.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Brother, when we get to where we fight for God, to where we can't turn the sword loose,
entonces,
then
entonces,
God will make our enemies to be at peace.
Hallelujah, Dios está con usted.
You love the Lord?
Ama al Señor?
Praise God. I feel Jesus, don't
yo
you?
Yo siento a Jesús.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God will give us the spirit of revelation.
Dios le da el espíritu de revelación.
I read here the revelation of Jesus Christ.
He leyó la revelación de Cristo
John
Jesús.
Wrote this a few short years after Calvary.
Juan escribió esto unos cuantos años de Calvary.
What is this revelation of Jesus Christ?
¿Qué es esta revelación de Cristo
See,
Jesús?
It is God the Spirit.
Es Dios el Espíritu.
Being revealed to his people.
Que nos está revelando a su gente.
John saw these great things on the Isle of Patmos.
Juan vio estas cosas en la isla de Patmos.
See, God is revealing himself to you and I.
Dios está revelando a usted y a mí.
This great revelation of the Lord.
Esta gran revelación del Señor.
See, the revelation of Jesus Christ.
Revelación de Jesús.
The revealing of the Lord.
La revelación.
The coming of the Savior.
La venida del Salvador.
This is the thing that John saw.
Esta fue la cosa que Juan vio.
And what did John say?
¿Y qué es lo que dijo Juan?
When John saw the revelation of Jesus Christ.
Cuando Juan vio la revelación de Jesucristo.
What did he say?
¿Qué dijo él?
When he saw this great revelation, what did he do?
Cuando él vio esta gran revelación, ¿qué hizo él?
Notice he said the time is at hand.
Noten que dijo el tiempo está a la mano.
When the revelation of Jesus Christ comes, the time is at hand.
Cuando la revelación de Jesús venga,
did you know the revelation of Jesus Christ is coming to Mexico right now?
¿Sabe que Jesucristo viene a México ahorita
the
mismo?
Time is at hand.
El tiempo está a la
the
mano.
Time is at hand.
El tiempo está a la mano.
Oh, beloved friend, we
Amado
need to do
Dios,
something to call the time is at hand. When the revelation comes, the time is at hand.
Cuando la revelación viene,
it means the resurrection of the dead. It means the moving of the Spirit.
Sí, la resurrección de los muertos, el movimiento del Espíritu.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When the revelation comes, it's time for us to do something.
Cuando la revelación viene, es tiempo que hagamos algo.
The coming of the Lord is at hand.
La venida del Señor está a la mano.
Are you ready tonight?
¿Está listo usted esta
Are
noche?
Are you following Christ tonight?
¿Está siguiendo a Cristo
Are
esta
you
noche?
Doing the thing that pleases God tonight?
¿Está haciendo la cosa que agrada
Are
a Dios?
Are you sure you're walking in the Spirit tonight?
¿Estás seguro que andas en el Espíritu?
Are you praying up tonight?
¿Estás sirviéndole a Dios?
Are you praying before God?
¿Estás orando delante
Singing
de Dios?
The Lord, loving Jesus.
¿Estás sirviendo a Jesús?
Really doing something for the Lord?
¿Haciendo algo para el Señor?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Are you moving in the Spirit tonight?
¿Estás moviendo el Espíritu
walking
esta noche?
In the Spirit tonight?
¿Andando el Espíritu?
Singing in the Spirit tonight? Worshiping God in the Spirit tonight?
Alaba al Señor.
Are you loose in the Spirit tonight?
¿Estás fuerte?
Are you anointed of God? Ready to do something for Mexico.
Vamos a hacer algo para
and for all of the world.
Y a
Glory
mundo.
To God, have you got your mind in the Spirit?
Gloria, Dios, ten,
have you come out
Espíritu.
Of the world?
Sal del mundo.
Are you looking for a career out in the world?
Estoy buscando algo en el mundo.
Are you looking for Jesus?
Estoy buscando a Jesús.
Brother, I'm looking for Jesus tonight. I'm
Yo
not interested in the world.
Yo no estoy interesado en el mundo.
I'm not wanting a career in the world
Yo
tonight.
No quiero nada en el mundo.
I want to go with Jesus.
Yo quiero ir con Jesús.
Are you walking with Jesus tonight?
Anda con Jesús
Do you believe
noche.
In salvation tonight?
¿Crees en salvación
Do you believe
noche?
In the divine deliverance of God? Tonight, are you expecting God to do something for you?
Algo para usted?
Oh, brother, we need to wake up tonight.
Hermano, estamos
we need to move with Christ tonight.
Que mover con Cristo
I just look
esta noche.
Out across the ripened fields of Mexico.
Yo vengo aquí sobre lugares de México.
I think, oh, God, the harvest is ripe, but the laborers are few.
Oh, Señor, miro la siega que está
Where are my laborers tonight, God
Hay
would say.
Hay muy pocos obreros, Señor.
Where are my workers tonight?
¿Dónde está nuestro interés?
Where are those that's willing to dwell in the cave until they hear the rustling in the mulberry tree?
Y Dios quiere estar... viéndolo para que esté viendo para que se está moviendo el árbol
are willing to hold to the sword
¿Está usted presto para agarrar
la espada? Cleave to their hand.
Que se le agarre la
mano. Oh, hallelujah. I got a hold of this thing, folks.
Yo tengo el
the word of God's in my heart tonight.
La palabra de Dios está en mi corazón.
Fastened to my soul.
Y está agarrado en mi alma.
And my hands tonight.
Y en mis manos.
Cleave to the word of God.
Está agarrado a la palabra de Dios.
Though I go into India.
Y aunque yo vaya a India.
Though I go into Mexico.
Y aunque yo vaya a México.
Though I go into America.
Y aunque yo vaya a América.
Go into the land of Israel.
Y aunque va a la tierra
wherever
de Israel,
I go,
donde quiera que yo vaya,
it doesn't make any difference.
No hace ninguna diferencia.
The sword is still in my hands.
Y la espada todavía está en mis manos.
When I go into a country,
cuando yo voy a una tierra,
the sword is cleaving to my hands.
La espada está tocando.
I can't lay it down.
No la puedo.
I
tocar.
Hear the cry of the battle.
No puedo yo
I
dejar
can hear
de
God saying, "Move on."
El Señor me dice,
my spirit is with thee.
Mi
my presence
está.
Go before
mi
thee.
Mi presencia va delante.
I hold to the sword of the Spirit.
Yo me agarro la palabra
I cleave to the sword of the Spirit.
Y me agarro el espíritu.
Oh, beloved friend, what are
oh,
we doing
mío.
Tonight?
Si estamos haciendo esta noche.
What are we doing tonight?
¿Qué
the anointing will break the yoke. I feel the
vamos
yoke broken.
Quebrar este yugo. Siento
hallelujah.
El yugo se ha quebrado.
I feel the yoke broken tonight.
Yo he sentido el yugo que
the
se
anointing will break the yoke.
La unción quebra
so
el yugo.
Then the coming of the Lord is at hand.
Así es que la venida del Señor
don't
está
you
la
want mano. To do something for God, folks?
¿Quiere hacer usted algo para el Señor?
If you do, lift your hands up tonight.
Si usted quiere, levante sus
I want
manos.
You to stand up with me tonight. Will you do that?
De pie.
We want to do something for God.
¿Quiere hacer
let's
algo para
give
Señor?
God another hand. Can we do that? Come on, folks. Let's give God another hand
for now, Señor Jesús.
If we love the Lord tonight, let's make a joyful noise unto the Lord.
Señor.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Don't you want to clap your hands for Jesus tonight? Don't you want to say hallelujah tonight?
And hallelujah esta
don't
noche.
You want to say praise the Lord tonight?
¿Quieres decir alabamos al Señor?
God wants a spiritual people.
Dios quiere sanar.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise be unto God.
Hallelujah. Alabado sea el Señor.
Hallelujah. Let's sing a little chorus together.
Vamos
can
a cantar un coro nosotros juntamente. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Oh, come into my heart.
Then
come into my heart.
Then
come into my heart. Lord Jesus, just come in today and come in to stay. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Can you sing it with me now? Oh, come in to my heart. Oh, come in to my heart. Come in to my heart. Lord Jesus, just come in today and come in to stay. Come in to my heart. Lord Jesus. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. Don't
oh,
you feel the Holy Ghost?
Espíritu Santo. Hallelujah.
I feel God.
Hallelujah.
I feel the moving of the Spirit tonight.
Yo siento el movimiento del
hallelujah.
Santo. Hallelujah.
This is the Spirit that keeps you alive forever.
Este es el Espíritu
did you know that the Spirit of God keeps you alive forever?
¿Saben ustedes que el Espíritu de Dios te tiene
there's
vivo
no
para
way
siempre?
To stay alive forever without God.
No puedes estar vivo para toda la vida sin Dios.
It takes the Spirit.
Tienes que tomar espíritu.
The Spirit gives us life.
El espíritu en esta
it
vida.
Gives us strength.
Para que nos dé fuerza.
The Spirit magnifies.
Para que el espíritu magnifique.
It preserves.
Preserva.
And the Spirit keeps us alive
el
forever.
El espíritu nos guarda vivos para siempre.
Did you know the Bible said Moses being an old man?
La Biblia dice que Moisés siendo un hombre viejo.
That his eyesight wasn't even dim.
En sus vistas no estaba ni quitada.
And did you know the natural sources of his body wasn't even abated?
Y que todas las cosas naturales de su cuerpo no se habían ido.
And Caleb.
Y Caleb.
Joshua.
Josué.
Noah.
Y Noé.
Enoch.
Enoch.
All those great men.
Esos hombres grandes.
Their bodies were strong and healthy.
Sus cuerpos estaban
hundreds
fuertes.
Of years old.
Y muchos años.
But they were still strong and healthy.
Pero todavía estaban
you
fuertes.
Know, a lot of people get the idea that you just live your days out, you know.
La Biblia, mucha gente cree que tus días
you live
van.
10 years.
Y vives 10 años.
25 years.
50 years,
50 años,
75 years,
75
somebody
años.
Said, you got your insurance paid up.
Entonces, ¿ya tienes tu seguranza pagada?
What happened to Noah 900 years?
¿Qué le pasó a Noé cuando tenía 900 años?
What happened to Enoch 300 years?
¿Y Enoch que tenía 300
what happened años? To Methuselah over 900 years?
¿Y Methuselah cuando tenía arriba 900
what happened
años?
To Adam and them 700, 800 years?
¿Y todo el hombre que tuvo 700
somebody said, well, the body just wears out. The body doesn't wear out. Sin kills. Sin kills. God wants you to disfellowship sin.
Dios no quiere que peques.
Adam and Eve's trouble wasn't the body wore out. They never died. But they played around with sin. Sin is a killer. The sting of death is sin. What we need to do is get away from sin. Get back with the Spirit.
Vamos a entrar al espíritu.
The medical world can help you.
Y todo eso te ayuda.
But they can't keep you alive.
Porque no te pueden
when
ayudar
the grim reaper comes, you've got to go.
Y cuando viene el hombre de la muerte,
but when you're born of God,
pero cuando eres nacido
you can't
de Dios,
die.
No puedes morir.
You can't die. You
no
pass from
morir.
Death unto life shall
has
never come to
la muerte
condemnation.
A la vida. No entras a condenación.
Never die.
Nunca mueres.
Hallelujah. You pass Hallelujah. From death unto life. I'd like to talk about some of these things before we get away from Mexico this time.
Talk
about spiritual things now.
Hablar cosas espirituales.
Hallelujah. What a joy Hallelujah. To be a Christian.
Qué bueno es.
Let's sing another chorus together, can't
Vamos
we?
A cantar un, otra cosa.
Sweep over my soul. Sweep over my soul, sweet spirit. Sweep over my soul, for my rest it is complete. While I sit at Jesus' feet, oh sweet spirit, sweep over my soul. Let's sing like this now. For I have anchored my soul in God's haven of rest, and I'll sail the wild seas no more. And though the tempest it may sweep out over the wild stormy deep, but in Jesus I am safe evermore. Don't you love Jesus tonight? Now then, while we're singing, while we're playing, while we're worshiping the Lord, if you're here and undone without Christ, if you've never made a commitment to God, never given your heart to God before, now's the time to do it. You know, a lot of people, they will put you off by saying God isn't ready yet. This isn't your time yet. And they'll keep you going around for a number of years in a wilderness
en un desierto,
wondering when your time is to be a Christian. Deseando
cuándo será tu tiempo para ser cristiano.
Let me tell you something, friend.
Deje decirte algo, amigo.
God wants you to be a Christian right now.
Dios quiere que seas cristiano ahorita mismo.
The Bible said today is the day of salvation.
Y le dice, hoy es el día de salvación.
Today is the day of salvation.
Hoy es el día de salvación.
Now is the accepted time.
Ahora es el tiempo aceptable.
Now is the accepted time.
Ahora es el tiempo aceptable.
So then all you've got to do is come.
Así es que todo lo que tienes que hacer
es venir. Day of salvation.
Este es el día de salvación.
Now is the accepted time.
Ahora es el tiempo aceptable.
All you've got to do is come to Christ.
Todo lo que tienes que hacer es venir.
Hallelujah. I
Hallelujah.
Feel God tonight.
Yo
I feel
siento a Dios esta noche.
So then tonight,
así es que esta noche,
while we're singing and praising the Lord,
cantando, alabando a Dios,
I want you to step out of here. If you need God tonight,
adelante.
Step out of here. Will you do
pase
that?
Para acá adelante.
Come on, folks.
Pase para adelante.
Step out for Jesus.
Pásenle para adelante.
If you're lost and undone without
Tan
God,
perdido y no tienen a Dios,
step out for Jesus.
Pase para el Señor.
God took time for you.
Dios le puede
now
dar
you
tiempo
take time for God tonight.
Él tomó tiempo para
Come on,
ti.
Step out for Jesus.
Para Dios.
Come on, folks.
Pásenle.
Step out for Jesus.
Pásenle.
Come on, I know you're coming.
Pásenle.
Come on. Bound to come.
Pásenle.
You're bound to come.
Tiene que vivir.
Hallelujah. There's Hallelujah. People that need Jesus.
Hay gente que
There's people that
Jesús.
Need the moving of the Spirit.
Hay gente que necesita el movimiento
you love Jesus tonight.
Ama Jesús esta noche.
Let's just everybody come up here tonight and gather around the altar. Come on, folks. You need a blessing from the Lord anyway.
Necesito la bendición del Señor.
You need a blessing from the Lord anyway.
Necesito una bendición del Señor como quiera.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let's just come up here around this little place together tonight.
Todos vengan aquí adelante. Todos vengan.
Come on, folks.
Vengan.
One of these days you're going to need Jesus. Now's the time to get in touch with him.
Esta es la noche que necesita tocar a Jesús.
Now's the time.
Esta es la noche que necesita.
Come on.
Venga,
let's
gente.
Get in touch with Jesus.
Vamos a tocar a Jesús.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I feel God tonight.
Yo siento a Dios
I feel
esta
the
noche.
Presence of God tonight. Come
Yo
on,
siento
folks.
La presencia de Dios esta
let's
noche.
Gather around for Jesus tonight.
Sienten todos aquí
let's love the Lord. We come here to
Vamos
worship
a
God. We
Vamos
come here to get
Señor.
Saved.
Vamos a hablar con él.
We come here to get filled with the wonderful Spirit of God.
Vamos a hablar con el Espíritu de Dios.
That way we can face the issues of life.
Aquí podemos estar afrontando las cosas de la
so
vida.
Then tonight as we all gather together here,
si todos nos juntamos esta noche,
we're going to lift our hands up to God.
Levanten sus manos para
come on,
Dios.
Folks.
Ándele, gente.
Let's lift our hands up to God tonight.
Levante sus manos
Let's
a Dios.
Talk to Jesus tonight.
Vamos a hablar con Jesús.
Let's talk to Jesus tonight.
Vamos a hablar con Jesús.
Will you lift your hands up?
Va a levantar sus
Let's
manos.
Talk to Jesus tonight.
Vamos a hablar con Jesús.
If you've never had an experience with the Lord,
si nunca tenido experiencia
then
con
tonight
el Señor,
let's have an experience with the Lord.
Entonces esta noche puede tener una experiencia con el
If
Señor.
You've never given your heart to God,
si nunca le dio su corazón
let's
a Dios,
learn what real faith is tonight.
Vamos a enseñar lo que es fe.
Real, genuine faith.
La fe genuina esta noche.
I'm talking about real faith tonight.
Estoy hablando de fe real.
Hallelujah. Don't
Hallelujah.
You feel God tonight?
No siento Dios
I'm talking
noche.
About real, genuine faith.
Estoy hablando de fe
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. See everybody in the entire building.
Hallelujah.
They've turned in this direction and come up.
Hallelujah.
See, they're looking for God. Them that are sincere. Them that are holy. Them that love Jesus.
Gente que ama a Jesús. Hallelujah.
Tonight, while your hands are lifted up and while you're praying and calling on the name of Jesus tonight, let's worship the Lord, folks. Let's do something for God.
Why,
you're going to be glad. You're going to be glad when the Lord Himself comes to reward you. And when the Lord Himself looks at you and said, well done. And when the Lord Himself blesses you with that eternal life so that you'll never have to die, God will be with you. You'll be happy. And did you know in this very world, very present world, God is wanting to bless you in this very present world. Oh, folks, let's pray that a revival will break out in Mexico. Let's pray that God will do something in Mexico. And pray that God's Spirit will be here. If you give Him a place to live in your heart, He will be here. But you got to give Him a place to live in your heart. Forgetting all of the things that are behind. Forgetting about all the stumblings and the staggerings. Let's make a new start. Let's make a new start. If you fail God, let's ask God's forgiveness. Let's make a new start. Can you do that tonight? God loves you tonight. God wants to give you strength tonight. God wants to help you tonight. Let's make a new start tonight in Jesus. You want to do that? Lift your hands up and close your eyes tonight and let's worship the Lord. Can you do that tonight? Just lift your hands up and let's call on the name of the Lord as I pray with you tonight. Will you do that? Father, Lord of heaven, in the wonderful name of Jesus, I ask you to look down from heaven tonight. May your Spirit, O God, be here. May that strength, O God, be here. And may every individual tonight receive that great, wonderful strength of God.
Hallelujah.
That great, wonderful surge of heaven, Father.
Hallelujah.
May they be strong tonight in the might of the great and mighty God of heaven. Hallelujah. May your Spirit tonight, O God,
Be here and bless these people. May your presence be here tonight. May the yokes be broken. Oh, God of heaven, pour out of your Spirit in great and mighty abundance tonight. Pour out of your Spirit, oh God. Pour out of your blessings, oh God. Hallelujah. I want you to pour out of your Spirit tonight upon us. I want you to heal us. I want you to save us. I want you to forgive us. I want you to give us a revival in Mexico, Father. Dear God, these souls that are here tonight, may they go away being refreshed in the Lord, feeling the anointing of the Christ. May your Spirit be here tonight and your blessings be here tonight. And dear God, may these people be blessed. May they be healed tonight. Oh God, in the wonderful name of Jesus, I ask for your blessings tonight. I ask for your healing tonight. I ask for your touch tonight. Your wonderful glory, oh God, your wonderful blessings. Grant it in the name of Jesus. Let's just love him tonight. Let's just lift our hands up tonight. Did you know that if one soul comes to God tonight, if one individual gets saved tonight, the Bible said it'll cause a jubilee in heaven? Did you know that God so loves souls?
Dios tanto ama las
knowing
almas,
that when a soul goes into hell, it's such a horrible thing.
Cuando un alma va al infierno, una cosa
but
muy
God
fea.
Has a jubilee every time one soul comes to God.
Y Dios tiene
oh, would you like to make
Dios.
The angels happy tonight? Would you like to make God happy tonight? Would you like
contento.
To see a revival in heaven tonight and a shouting and a jubilee?
Hallelujah.
Would you like to be responsible tonight? Let's win that soul for God. Let's give that soul to Christ tonight. Let's please the Lord tonight. Hallelujah, the wonderful price
Hallelujah.
Of the blood.
Hallelujah.
He paid for it.
Gracias, Señor Jesús.
Praise be unto God.
Hallelujah. Gracias,
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.